Al-Bayan Radio presents Reviving the Prophetic Sunnah, presented by Nidal Ayyubi.
Bismillah, alhamdulillah, as-salatu was-salamu ala rasulillah wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa man wala. As-salamu alaykum, dear brothers and sisters, and welcome back to our series, Reviving the Prophetic Sunnah. Today we have reached the 23rd of Shawwal, and our topic is Gathering Over Food. My dear brothers and sisters, unity is an important quest for Muslims. Therefore, Allah's Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam used to encourage people to gather and not disperse on different occasions. One of these occasions, for instance, is to gather over food. Wahsh ibn Harb radiyallahu anhu narrated that the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said to him, Ya Rasulullah, O Messenger of Allah, Inna na'kulu wa la nashba'u. We eat but are not satisfied. He sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, فَلَعَلَّكُمْ تَفْتَرِكُونَ. Perhaps you eat separately. The Sahaba replied, Na'am, yes. Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam then said, فَاجْتَمِعُوا عَلَىٰ طَعَامِكُمْ. Gather together around your food. وَاذْكُرُوا اسْمَ اللَّهِ عَلَيْهِ. And mention Allah's name. يُبَارِكْ لَكُمْ فِيهِ. You will be blessed in it. Or in other words, Allah will bless it for you. And this hadith is found in the Sunan of Abu Dawood and others and has been declared as Hasan by Shaykh al-Albani, rahimuhullah. So my dear brothers and sisters, in this hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he places two conditions to attain blessings in the food. And the first one being gathering around it, and the second one being mentioning the name of Allah before having it, by saying Bismillah before eating. My dear brothers and sisters, a blessing is not only in the food and its effects on the body, but also in improving family relations because of the meeting at the table daily. So if you have, for example, breakfast and dinner or lunch together, this will more than likely allow you to communicate, ask each other how you are doing, what did you get up to, and build and strengthen the ties, bi-idhnillahi ta'ala. And finally, my dear brothers and sisters, we leave you with the saying of Allah,
وَإِن تُطِيعُوهُ تَهْتَدُوا.
And if you obey him, meaning the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, you will be rightly guided. Wassalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.